USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As we head into Memorial Day weekend, President Trump welcoming veterans to the White House.
Together, our nation pays a mortal tribute to the extraordinary courage, unflinching loyalty, and unselfish love and supreme devotion of the American heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice, and that's what you're here for. It's the ultimate sacrifice, and it is indeed.
President Trump declaring houses of worship essential and also telling America's governors to reopen churches and other places of worship shuttered by the coronavirus pandemic. Pastor Robert Jeffress of the First Baptist Church in Dallas reminds everyone on Fox News.
The first freedom that we have as Americans is the freedom of worship. That's enshrined in our Constitution, Harris. And I think whenever people perceive that that's being encroached upon, you're going to have a reaction.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The University of Delaware says it will not disclose records related to Tara Reid's allegation of sexual assault against former Vice President Joe Biden. The public record requests were sent and denied last month. Another TV network releases some of its plans for the new fall season. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
ABC looking towards a 2020-21 broadcast season, but officials there say they're not yet ready to unveil a full fall schedule that could be potentially upended by continued production delays because of coronavirus. The network says it has renewed the bulk of its scripted and unscripted lineup, which amounts to 19 shows, while also cutting 3 comedies and a rookie drama. ABC expected to unveil the details, though, next month. It's the latest broadcaster to make a significant number of renewals in light of the COVID-19 production shutdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
As virtual graduations for high schools and colleges across the country continue to happen, many seniors are wondering what their life will have in store for them. NFL star Ben Watson joins Fox News and has a message for everyone graduating high school and college.
The number one thing I would tell the class of 2020 would be that their character is forged in conflict. Character is forged in conflict. In football, we go through training camp, we have injuries, all those sorts of things. But you don't understand your true character until you have some sort of test. This test for this class, when they look back at it in the future, I think it's going to forge a lot of great character for them. They're going to be able to fight through different things. They're going to be able to excel through any sort of adversity. And I think they're going to have some certain bond together. So the number one thing is that character is formed through conflict. The second thing I want them to remember is that as they move forward, their failure doesn't define them. Failure does not define them. I'm a perfectionist like many of us are. When I do something wrong, when I fail at something, I feel like it's an indication of my self-worth. They need to understand that whether they succeed in life at whatever obstacle they have, whether they fail at life, it doesn't define your worth. Your worth is defined by the fact that you are a creation of God. That's what defines your worth. So when you allow yourself the freedom to fail, you will excel to new heights.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A 70-year-old man died while with a hiking group in Kane County Wednesday. A two-vehicle crash on Bluff Street sent two cars to the tow yard yesterday morning. As the Memorial Day holiday weekend approaches, Zion National Park has announced the opening of three more services as park management prepares for the possibility of what has historically been large crowds. And Thursday afternoon, the Utah Walk for Freedom Facebook group held its third rally, this time taking their efforts to the road. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 87 today, clear and breezy tonight, 57, sunny and 80 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Amar.
Remember, if anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
At my direction, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing guidance for communities of faith. I want to thank Dr. Redfield and the CDC for their work on this matter and all the other work they've been doing over the past what now seems like a long period of time. Today, I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right. So I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. I call upon governors to allow our churches and places of worship to open right now. If there's any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people. They don't want anything bad to happen to them or to anybody else. The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show today. How are you on a Friday? And, of course, Memorial Day weekend coming up. Long weekend. I think a lot of people are kind of itching to get out. And hopefully we'll remember those that gave their lives. And looking back, you know, I've got a lot of family that was lost in the armed forces. And so, you know, through our generations. And so, of course, Memorial Day is always a time, you know, that we always gathered as a family. So anyway, I hope we're remembering that today for sure. And then also, I just wanted to mention, I got a great guest coming up here in just a few minutes. But because of that clip, I just played that clip coming in, and that came today from Trump. You know, of course, the president actually doesn't have the authority over the states, right? We understand the Constitution to that degree, I hope. In talking with Chris Ann Hall about this earlier before the show, she said, you know, the invention of the incorporation doctrine via the due process clause of the 14th Amendment allows the federal government to claim the president, executive, has the authority to ensure that the states are not violating the rights of the people. So it was the invention of the incorporation doctrine via the due process clause of the 14th Amendment that allowed the federal government to claim that the president has the authority to ensure that the states, okay, are not violating the rights of the people. So what the feds should do, okay, is that they should actually, they have the authority to withhold funding, stimulus money to the states who are violating the rights of the people. But they won't do that because every single state right now is violating the rights of the people. It's very important to know that. And the real problem right now with Trump doing this, though, is that we're cherry picking which ones we're going to support and which ones we're not. The states are violating the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Seventh Amendment, the Eighth Amendment, and the First Amendment when they shut down businesses. So we have it's a complicated issue in some regards because the power play, you know, because we have not been abiding by the Constitution is the problem. And so now the states can effectively try to get away with taking the rights of the people. But it is within the executive that they can actually say, you know, they're supposed to be one of the insurance policies we have that the states do not do that to us. So it's kind of interesting. I wanted to bring that up. I also wanted to share with you for 2 seconds before I bring on my guest. Yesterday, I was talking about the new guidelines for the schools, and I just wanted to say this about it. The CDC put out guidelines for the fall that are way over the top, excruciatingly strange, and oh my gosh moment, because you can't believe these new rules. I mean, it would basically be putting kids in a prison and expecting them to learn. And I wanted to say this because I don't think I got this point across as heavily or even at all that I should have. The schools will likely not do all of those things that the CDC said. But what they're going to end up probably doing is a compromise of some sort, like meeting them halfway. Because when they meet them halfway, what does that do? It moves the goalpost in the favor of more control and more tyranny. Because what happens is that the parents become outraged. They go to the schools go, oh, we're getting a little pushback. So we'll do a compromise. The parents will calm down and then we're giving into the CDC, but just not all the way. So I actually think they did it on purpose and they made it almost look like fake news. They made it almost look like it was way over the top so that the outrage would come and then you can move the goalpost, but do it with willing people, right? So you get their consent. So then what happens? We just move the goalpost against freedom. But we did it willingly. That's a problem. So we're going to be talking with Alan Stevo. I'm so glad you're on the show today. Welcome, Alan.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
I'm actually really excited to have you. In fact, you're a great writer. And you write for the Daily Caller. You write for The Hill. You just got a lot of credits to your name. And an author, too. And your career is kind of amazing. And you've been involved in so many things. You've written about Bitcoin. You just have a lot that you've done. And we're going to be talking about how to sue your governor. We're also going to be talking about, several things in this hour, because, you know, what happened just now with COVID compared to the USSR? Did we move faster or slower? And I cannot wait to talk to you about all of this. So I'm excited. We got to start chatting because the hour goes quick. But I'm really grateful to have you and your insight. And let me start off by saying we connected through your piece on how to sue your governor, because I've just been talking about ways, things we can actually do. We already fought a revolution. We don't ever need to be violent in that regard again. We don't need to do it in that way. That's what I should be saying. And so we don't need to do it in that way. What we really need to do is to figure out how to make the Constitution work for us. And we can do that because it's already in play. And so tell me about your piece with how to sue your governor. Walk us through this.
For sure.
Okay.
I was hearing from a lot of people, people were asking, how do I do more than what I'm doing already?
Sure.
And one of the ways, this isn't for everyone. Mm-hmm. Not everyone wants to go file a lawsuit.
Right.
A great thing to do is to go out there and to file a lawsuit if that's your kind of thing. And
whoops. What happened to him? All right. So, you know what? Sometimes stuff just happens. What can I say? So, we're going to try and get him back. And you know what? It's just the show. What can I say? It happens all the time. And so, anyway, so here we are. He's going to talk about this. I have a fairly good inkling that he is going to be calling back. So I'm sure he will. Anyway, let me message him right now. I know, live radio. You got to love it. Anyway, I also wanted to mention before he comes back, two things. There are two things. Number one, Birx came out and said, she keeps calling it influenza-like illness, by the way. Influenza-like illness. They're changing the terminology. They're walking it back. The other thing she said was the outbreaks that originated in nursing homes. Think about that. How does an outbreak originate in a nursing home unless you put it there yourself? It just can't, because those people aren't getting out. They're not, you're in contact with the same kinds of people, your staff, basically, and maybe some family members. But spontaneous, whenever somebody says spontaneous, I'm always suspicious of that, because things don't just spontaneously occur across the country. And the first outbreak of COVID-19 here was in a nursing home in Washington State. So I just wanted to let you know that, hey, they're admitting it. They are absolutely admitting it. In fact, you know what? Why don't I just give you the clip? So here's the two pieces of information. The influenza-like, because she keeps saying that. They're saying that now. I don't know if she's the only one, but this is all she keeps calling COVID is influenza-like, because they're trying to really associate it with influenza so that they can push people to the flu vaccine. Here you go.
You can see as a country, we have decreasing amount of illness, both at the emergency room and reported through the influenza-like illness. It is also why we took the opportunity to really encourage governors, and it was to encourage governors to test 100% of the nursing home residents and staff, because many of our outbreaks that we have seen over the last 2 months have started in nursing homes.
Ooh, ouch. Yeah. So that's not good. So I just wanted to share that with you, because as they're walking it back and as all these, you know, different things happen, let me just say this too about the schools as well. I wanted to bring it back to that too, because they're doing all of this because of this charade, obviously, that they're walking back now. But the schools, the reason I have no faith in the schools is because not one superintendent, not one principal, not anyone said anything about closing the schools, and there wasn't one single case. Not one single case of a child or a teen with COVID when they did it. That means that they follow along the CDC, hook, line, and sinker, no questions asked. The CDC tells the health departments what to do. The health departments then think they have the power to tell the state what to do. And the state lets them. And the people let the state do it. Do you see the chain? So everyone is, oh, we're going to bend over backwards, bend over backwards, bend over backwards to comply, 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 comply. And that's why I don't see them not doing something about those new guidelines. They absolutely will. Okay, we've got Alan back. Alan, I don't know what happened. That was so strange.
The call dropped or something?
Yeah, the call dropped. It was really weird. But you know what, though? This has happened before, so I don't even question it anymore. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's happened in really strange interviews, too, which is really, it is. It's just, you know, I mean, McAfee. I was actually interviewing McAfee, and it totally went dark. So you know what? I mean, I don't even question it. Okay, so we're going to actually head off to a break right now, but we're going to come back so that all of you can hear from Alan, and we're going to start with that article, and then we actually have some other topics to get into as well, some other things that he's bringing to the table and some of his writings lately. He's an idea guy, and I love this. I love meeting idea people, because they're just, I don't know, just get you thinking, and that's exactly what we need in this nation, to think right now. I think we've all gone a little nuts. I'm looking at people wearing masks, looking like they're crazy. Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Hi, guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom. That's a $400 value, totally free. Call 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Put a stop to your ED. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 435-922-7000.
Have you been waiting for an incredible sale on a swim spa or a hot tub? Look no further than Absolute Comfort Pool and Spa this Memorial Day. Check out the St. George Spring Special for all the savings. Choose from the Artisan Elite or the Hot Springs, hot tubs with all the accessories, or amazing swim spas discounted $1,000. But wait, from now until Memorial Day, they'll give you an extra $250 off. Visit AbsoluteComfortUtah.com or 765 North Bluff Street. Absolute Comfort, voted number one best of Southern Utah.
Tired of cooking for yourself or eating fast food? Catering Concepts is open and ready for curbside pickup. They have amazing homemade meals that are available for you and your family. The freshest quality ingredients prepared for you. Pick up hot and ready or take and bake. Always fresh, never frozen. Call them today for menus or more information. 574-0059. 24-hour notice for all orders is appreciated. Visit cateringconcepts.com. Catering Concepts, when it just has to be perfect.
I'm Greg Hughes, Utah's battle-tested conservative for governor. In 2016, I supported Donald Trump for president early. Now, that upset a lot of the wine and cheese elitist types who thought that the whole Trump thing was a fad.
An original supporter of mine. You know, you always remember those original supporters. Greg Hughes. Greg, thank you.
Now, the elitists in the media, they ignored the voice of the average everyday American. But I heard it because that's me, and I'll hear your voice as governor.
Paid for by Hughes for Governor.
This is James over at Garage Doors Only. Did you know that replacing your garage door gives you the most bang for your buck when you're remodeling? Here at Garage Doors Only, we can assist you in picking out a perfectly matched garage door for your home. Do you have an HOA? No problem. Is your house over 10 years old? Not a problem. Come visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff and I will personally help you pick out the best looking energy efficient door for your needs. We team with LiftMaster and Clopay to bring you the best warranties in the business. Schedule your appointment today at 435-868-1200.
Do you have an outdoor patio space that's completely unusable in the summer? Change that with Platinum Fence. They can install a Shade Select adjustable patio cover to make that unusable outdoor patio space up to 20 degrees cooler. This is a great and easy way to turn your backyard or patio into an oasis for hanging out with family and friends. This summer, spend it outdoors under your new Shade Select adjustable patio cover, professionally installed by Platinum Fence. Log on to platinum-fence.com. That's platinum-fence.com.
The Zion Eye Institute is open, and 2020 is the year of vision at Southern Utah's premier eye care center. Their highly trained team of doctors and staff are excited to help you see the world in all its splendor in 2020. Zion Eye Institute has specialists to cover every area of eye care and eye surgery. They can provide you with all forms of vision correction surgery from multiple highly skilled and experienced fellowship-trained surgeons. Using advanced techniques individually or in combination with each other, Zion Eye Institute's expert surgeons will customize your treatment and provide the safest and best results for your vision correction. So if you're tired of the glasses and contacts, remember 2020 is the year of vision at the Zion Eye Institute, which means it's the best time for you to get your free consultation and see how the Zion Eye Institute can help. They are open, so schedule your appointment now at ZionEye.com. That's ZionEye.com. The Zion Eye Institute, the largest and most comprehensive eye care center in Southern Utah.
Join us every Sunday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6 for the International Psalms of Hope radio show with Samantha Landy. Samantha is a gifted teacher of the Word, committed to sharing wisdom and insight to God and applying Christian success principles for everyday life. That's the International Psalms of Hope radio show, Sunday mornings at 6:30 and Sunday evenings at 6, right here on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM, KZNU.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I want to be a castaway and leave the world behind. Take a tropic holiday, say goodbye to keeping time. Wasting away down by the coast, Pacifico and chasing line. Easy living down in paradise.
Hi there, welcome back. Yeah, little Zach Brown. It's one of my favorite bands, actually. I just rarely play it. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com. On Monday, I'm going to replay Dr. Judy Mikovits, who exposed Fauci and got thrown in jail, and you know, the whole story. I'm going to replay that. Greg Mannarino, I think, is on that show. I'm going to replay that on Monday, and I hope you enjoy that. And listen again. You'll pick up new stuff, I promise, from Judy's just... I mean, hurling expose of the vaccine movement and all of the things that she tried to expose. It's pretty amazing that she landed in jail and got stripped of her career. You have to listen to that whistleblower. She's amazing. And welcome back. KateDalyRadio.com for the podcast as well. You can share those. And if you see the word short, it just means that it's a shortened podcast recording of this live show. So maybe 5 minutes or 13 minutes. And everyone has that kind of time, right? But if you're traveling at all for this Memorial Day weekend, what a great time to listen. So cue up the shows and listen, and let's all get educated. I've got great guests that, just like Alan, and I'm so glad Alan found his way back. His call was dropped. It's just crazy how that happens. Alan Stevo is joining me. He's a writer for, my gosh, everything. The Hill and Daily Wire. I mean, you name it, right? You've kind of, you're out there. I love it. Daily Caller. Yeah, it's awesome. And also author, you know, several books to his credit, of course. But he's going to be joining me on a show to talk about Bitcoin, probably maybe in a couple weeks, if I can talk him into it. And but right now we're going to talk about, because he is like the guy on Bitcoin. You're going to want to hear from Alan on this. But let's talk about how to sue your governor, Alan. Alan, are you there?
Hey.
There you go.
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Okay.
Dave?
Okay.
So the piece, the How to Sue Your Governor piece that we were just getting started up with. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run through that a little, and it's not for everyone, but those who would be excited about that kind of topic, mm-hmm. you know, now's a great time to get the pen and paper out, take a few notes down.
Okay.
There's
a framework.
Important.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again?
There's a framework, and it's kind of interesting to kind of hear about this framework that you go through, because we can utilize the Constitution, we can utilize this justice system, even though we know that there's a lot of crooked stuff going on, we can still utilize it to help us. So I love it.
100%. In the, you know, kind of the first question to ask yourself if you're ready to bring a lawsuit like this forward is, do you want to do it pro se?
Mm-hmm.
That means, you know, totally by yourself,
okay.
Representing yourself. Do you want to go with a public interest, maybe a pro bono attorney, or do you want to hire an attorney on your own? And that brings different options. And I kind of focus a little on going at with your own attorney and mm-hmm. going with a public interest or pro bono attorney.
Okay.
Because you end up with kind of a neat team around you
yeah.
in each of those situations.
Sure. I mean, that'd be hard to do yourself, represent yourself and not know all the ins and outs.
Yeah. It's okay. And a lot of people, they learn a lot from the system by going mm-hmm. pro se.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, when it's so important to just kind of get through to end these lockdowns as quickly as possible, to return to life as normal as quickly as possible, because every day it just kind of, a little mm-hmm. bit more of our society kind of disappears.
Right.
The time is so important. Maybe now's not the time to kind of dabble in the system. Now's the time to get it done.
Right. I agree.
And in doing so, you know, you just kind of have to, the process more or less is brainstorm a little bit,
mm-hmm.
find the attorneys, the best possible attorneys, and then send them out some emails, follow up with a phone call.
Okay.
And you just got to stay organized through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Jot down a letter. Dear so-and-so, I'd like to sue my governor. I've not been able to go to church. I've not been able to open my business. I've not been able to go protest a
right.
concern of mine.
Right.
Would you represent me?
Okay.
That's going to be your email, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And every state has organizations that are just waiting for cases like this. And
sure.
in my article, I talk about them. There's organizations like the Thomas More Law Center or Landmark Legal Foundation or Southeastern Legal Foundation, or even sometimes the ACLU is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the ACLU is wonderful.
Yeah.
But the goal is kind of reach out to these people and to say, hey, this is what I'm looking to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have an interest in representing me? Most of them are going to say no. They can't take the amount of caseload that comes through their door. But this is incredibly vital. You're going to ask them then for a referral. You know anyone who would do this.
Okay.
And then each of these organizations has these vast email lists. Not every organization is vast, but they have email lists of lawyers who do this for a hobby. That,
That's
they might
cool.
get a few emails a month, and they'll say, this is perfect for me. I'm
going to
spend 5 hours a month for the next 3 months working on this case. That's my plan.
So cool. So you name some of these. The Institute for Justice, they have at least one member of their staff taken an interest in the topic of corona bans and invites people to submit details. And the Thomas More Law Center, thomasmore.org, focuses on family life, religious freedom, so for the church aspect, and then calls itself the Christian Response to the ACLU. I love that. And Southeastern Legal Foundation, Pacific Justice Institute. These are all places that you can go and submit an email to them, right?
Yeah, that's the idea.
I love that.
And some of them might operate just in one state. Some of them might be national. You got the Goldwater Institute that says, hey, we want to be national. And there's even a group. It doesn't incorporate all of these organizations, but there's even a group called the State Policy Network. They might have, I don't know, maybe they have 200 members who seek to do this kind of work. So that could even be an easy place. The State Policy Network could be an easy place to kind of begin the search.
Excellent. Even Judicial Watch, I've had them on the show, and all these different organizations are just the James Madison Center. You list these, and I'm going to be listing Alan's article, by the way, on this on the Kate Daly Show site on Facebook. So for all of you that are wondering about this piece, but there's just so many different places. I mean, this is really cool. And then you say tap their referral network, right?
Yeah. That's the
I
key.
Like that.
That's the key.
Yeah.
There you're going to end up with more lawyers. And that's what a lot of these organizations do. Part of their strength is that they have the referral network of lawyers around them that they can refer your case to.
Okay. Because this is the only way Wisconsin ended up where it went all the way through the court process so that the Supreme Court of Wisconsin could say, no, Governor, you can't do a stay-at-home order. If that group would not have gotten together to do that, they would have never met that goal. And so we don't change anything unless we start to change it, right? I mean, we have to do some action.
100% right.
Yeah.
And the way the lockdowns are going to come to an end, it's not going to be from some 38 member blue ribbon committee that says, well, you can get to stage 7 by August 31st. I don't know how many days August has.
Right.
By the end of August, it's going to happen just the way the lockdown started. It's going to happen one person at a time, no longer complying. And just another way to kind of push the hand of government, another way to not have to fight the revolution over again, as you said, is you can bring it to the courts.
Right.
You can call up the police when you see the police do something bad. You can a number of government officials have pointed out to me that one of the reasons they continue to enforce some of the sillier lockdown orders is because they're hearing from all the Karens right now. And the Karens are saying, oh, this and that is happening. And they're not hearing from the people who want to be left alone, because the people who want to be left alone are just going out and living their lives. But, that might
be true.
A little bit more pressure that's not Karen pressure might be helpful to some of these people.
That's a great
point. Tyrants to hear.
That is a great point, by the way, because I was talking to Sheriff Richard Mack yesterday, and we were talking about the whole by order of the governor, and that's what the cops are saying. And he's like, by order of the governor? I mean, it has to be a law. And so you can't just do by order of the governor. And I don't know if people realize that they can't just utilize that. That's like a scare tactic too. And so there's things that we have to understand that we can see through, so we can say, no, that is not going to sell on me. I'm sorry, by order of the governor. So in order to
and
do that
order of the governor thing, you know, a lot of times these are press releases. They're barely even They're barely even properly written into law.
Good point.
Not into law. They're poorly written on the paper, and there's nothing to track down afterwards to say what exactly has the governor attempted to order. A lot of times it's some press release or something written up in a newspaper that just becomes treated like it's a law.
Yes.
Which it isn't.
Yes, great point. Because there was a woman, a friend of mine, her friend was on the beach, and the officer came up and said, by order of the governor, you have to leave. And so she actually thought that was a thing. And so she got up, but she could have fought that. So we just have to know this. I love that you're willing to kind of spell this out for people too, because this is, you know, like you say, you know, we actually have a responsibility to be probably civilly disobedient, don't we? I mean, we should be.
That, Henry David Thoreau, he probably one of my favorite American writers. Every July 4th, I try to read his book, Civil Disobedience, to kind of remind me what this is all about, how we end up with our freedoms. Thoreau wrote, disobedience is the true foundation of liberty.
Wow.
The obedient must be slaves.
Well, brilliant. I mean, this is in your article, and I loved this point. I loved this point because I thought we have to remind ourselves that we're so sheep-like that we actually think the sheep-like is being a good citizen. Actually, that not an American citizen. That's a good citizen in China, but in America over here, this is supposed to be civil disobedience. You're supposed to challenge things that are unconstitutional.
And it's a great point to bring up with China, that this is more and more. I saw a Wall Street Journal article the other day that it said something like freedom the downfall of America or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I read the byline and I said, where's this guy at? And I find out a guy in Beijing is writing this Wall Street Journal article.
It was just entirely
antithetical to the concept of what's working in America. So, like, this idea, what happened in China is just horrific, that they made people afraid of their doctors. They made people afraid to go seek medical care. They ended up using all these sprays and chemicals. And I have no question that one day we'll be able to look back at this and say that the Chinese response was, according to the data, just awful.
Right.
And the places in the United States where we relied on the American way of doing things, which is to say the individual gets to choose what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Authority has to be as local as possible. We're going to see that worked.
Right.
And right now there are so many people saying, how can we be more like China? And it's just insane.
I don't know, it is.
This kind of talk.
Oh my gosh. We're going to come right back. We have another break. I see it goes so fast. Anyway, we're going to go to a break real quick and then we're going to come back. And I'm talking with Alan Stevo. He writes all about international politics, culture from a free market perspective at 52 weeks in Slovakia. He is the author of How to Win America, the Bitcoin Manifesto. Just a great guy. And you know what? Great pieces, too, for the Daily Caller, The Hill. He is their contributor writer. And we're going to, well, anyway, we'll be right back more with Alan Stevo when we come back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I'm a chiropractic physician. I had some health issues starting to crop up on me. I was getting really tired all the time. I couldn't walk up stairs without just panting. I didn't have the energy to keep doing what I was doing. As I took Balance of Nature for several months, I began to notice that it wasn't as bad. I started to feel better. I have energy that I haven't had for a long time. And I base all of that on Balance of Nature. I endorse Balance of Nature because it works. And I share it with my patients in my practice as well.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code CANYON.
Have you been waiting for an incredible sale on a swim spa or a hot tub? Look no further than Absolute Comfort Pool and Spa this Memorial Day. Check out the St. George Spring Special for all the savings. Choose from the Artisan Elite or the Hot Springs, hot tubs with all the accessories, or amazing swim spas. Discounted $1,000. But wait, from now until Memorial Day, they'll give you an extra $250 off. Visit AbsoluteComfortUtah.com or 765 North Bluff Street. Absolute Comfort, voted number one best of Southern Utah.
Greg here at the Gold Ore Store. Now is really the time, folks. If holding physical gold and silver has been on your to-do list, then there has never been a better time to buy. With the threat of digital currency, bank limits for withdrawals, and dirty paper money, having gold and silver during a national disaster or world pandemic can give your family peace of mind. We are always buying, giving our clients a means to pay bills or take care of obligations, regardless of what the banks are doing. We pay more money for your old gold and silver jewelry, scrap gold, and silver. There will be a silver lining, and we will all make it and thrive. We at the Gold Ore Store, just like you, we care about our community and the growing town of St. George and the surrounding communities. We appreciate you, our community, and your patronage. Call 435-703-9119 or visit goldorestore.com.
This is all hard to believe, isn't it? Sure, we knew the bull market would eventually come to an end, but who would have guessed it would end like this? So what happens now? Well, you can panic, which a lot of people are doing, or you can take a deep breath and get to work on a strategy for moving forward. Find out how with Abe Ashton Tuesday afternoons at 5 on St. George News Radio 93.1 FM and 1450 KZNU and at AshtonWealth.com.
Sick of being stuck at home? Do you have the quarantine blues and need some fresh air? Stephen Wade Auto Center has over 900 reasons for you to get out of the house. Over 900 used cars on their lot right now. And with the drop in the market and the adjustments on car values, there couldn't be a better time to buy. Got a trade and want to trade up? They're offering up to $3,000 more than your car is worth in trade. Go to StephenWade.com and see every deal for yourself. Take advantage of the 900 reasons to get out of the house. Actually, it's 901 reasons, because you've got it made. It's Stephen Wade. See dealer for detail.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. All our stores are now open. And at the Best Mattress Memorial Day sales event, save up to $1,500 on the brands you know and trust. Serta, Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. And to make things easier on you, we're offering 72 months no-interest financing and free safety-first home or curbside delivery. Plus, get a free adjustable base with your mattress purchase. Shop with confidence with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Sleep easy and safe, friends. See store for details.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you for the first time in your life the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio.
Hey, this is Steve with Garage Doors Only. Did you know that each year over 10,000 people are hurt or injured attempting to repair their own garage door? At Garage Doors Only, our team of professionals can safely repair or replace your garage door or motor. Our business is family owned and operated, and we service all of Southern Utah and the Mesquite area. Don't be a statistic. Call the professionals at Garage Doors Only, 435-868-1200.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat.
Hi there, welcome back. Oh, I know. A little steal my sunshine. I hope you're going to have a great weekend. And I hope you enjoy yourself. And I hope that you go out and you stop with this whole COVID nonsense. And I hope that this entire nation can look back and go, wow, we fell for that. Let's keep going. And let's get back to an actual normal, not the new normal they want us to. Please, by all means. You don't have to listen to peanut-sized Hitler little Fauci anymore. Just, you know what? Let's just go forward now and never let this happen again. Welcome back to the show. Go to balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com is a wonderful supplement, and the process in which they take 31 fruits and vegetables and dehydrate those down into caplets for you every day. They're using the very best process. It gives you the most nutrients and the cleanest fruits and vegetables. You cannot ask for anything better. Put my name in as code. Promo code Kate, K-A-T-E, you'll get 35% off and free shipping. And they'll kick it out to you in 24 hours. So, my gosh, what are you waiting for? Make sure that you can get your immunity up and make sure that you're actually doing something for your health. And I'm going to guess that it's not wearing a mask, because I can't tell you how many doctors now are coming out going, take off the mask. You are harming yourself. But I want to talk to Alan about this. Alan, and by the way, before we segue into this, just on the heels of what we just talked about, a lot of people do not think about suing or using the court system when their business has been violated, as far as not having to close. They don't think they have enough money to hire a lawyer. So a lot of people back off and they don't go down that road. The thing is you just brought up in your article that you just wrote, and we'll put it on the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook, you can contact these groups that are ready to help you. It's not like you're going to have to take stuff out of your own pocket right now to do it. Get them to review what you have to say, and then let them weigh in on it if they want to help you, because these groups are poised to help, right?
Exactly. And you may never have to take anything out of your own pocket, because they might get lawyer's fees. If they believe in your case, they might do it on a contingency basis, and they might get the lawyer's fees paid when it's all said and done.
Perfect.
It might take an hour to find a lawyer. It might take 10 hours, but doing the footwork, if you've got a good argument, you're going to find that lawyer.
Yep. And you can sue. The elected officials that seek to take your rights and have no authority to do this, totally betraying their oath and the Constitution, you do have recourse, and we can use the system in place. I loved your article. I thought it was amazing. And this is why I wanted you to come on the show, too. But there's just so many things to talk about, because your background is so vast. There's so many ways we could go. But because of this face mask thing, we've got a nation divided right now. You've got the mask wearers looking at everybody like you're going to kill somebody any minute, even though there's no data to actually support that, because it's delusional. And then you have the people looking at the mask people going, you idiot, what are you doing? Why are you wearing that while you're jogging? So we have a kind of a divided nation right now, and it's a really weird divide. And so what did you want to say about the masks?
Yeah, I can let everyone figure out for themselves if they want to wear a mask or not. But mm-hmm. those people who maybe wouldn't wake up first thing in the morning and put on a mask, who wouldn't wear it going to the grocery store where there might only be 15 people allowed in the store at a mm-hmm. time or something like that, if that doesn't feel like natural to you, there's probably a way around it. And I just wanted to explore that a little bit.
Sure.
So every single face mask order I've read now, from businesses, from government, and usually mm-hmm. the business is just trying to follow what the government's saying on this topic. Every single face mask order I've seen now has exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
And these exemptions are worth kind of taking a look at, because maybe they apply to you. And there's exemptions for example, there's been a long time concern around SIDS. So it's just kind of against our current mm-hmm. sentiments about children, that we would say someone under 2 years old should wear a face mask.
So right.
That's usually stricken. And a child up to a certain age is prevented from wearing a face mask as well in a mm-hmm. lot of situations. Then there's there's kind of a strong lobby around the Americans for Disabilities Act. And there's a little bit of kind of exemption around that topic, too. And someone has a physical difficulty, a physical disability, or a medical problem.
Like asthma.
Exempted from wearing the face mask.
Asthma, COPD. Asthma. I get asthma.
Great
so
example.
Couldn't you say
great
that?
Example.
Okay.
The every single situation, you're going into a gray area here where I shouldn't call it a gray area. It's negotiation. It's negotiation. It's talking. You're not talking to a robot. You're not talking to a corporation. You're talking to another human being. And you're saying to the other human being, hey, it's harder for me to breathe when I put on a face mask.
Right.
I don't want to share my exact medical problem with you. If I need to, I will.
Yeah, that's so true. My husband was walking into a Walmart and she said, face mask. And he said, I have a disease. I'm not wearing one. And she goes, what's the disease? Now, she can't actually ask that. But he goes, well, I have a disease to wearing the mask. So, I mean, honestly, they're not even allowed to ask, are they? I mean, that's
how
like...
How did it go? Did he get a hard time still? Or did it?
He ended up putting it on because she kept harassing him. And he just had to get in there really fast because we were in a hurry. So he just went, fine, whatever. He put it on and then took it off when he walked in. So, I mean, how do you get around these people? They have these little Nazis out at the front. And if a business says, you will wear a mask or you can't enter, you know, they have the right to do that. And these are the exemptions you're talking about. There's always exemptions, right? That you can use.
You know, those people are doing valuable work. Every job's essential if it exists in the free market, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
But the people working those doors, that wasn't their dream job when they were a child. They know that.
That's a great point.
Suddenly they're being told that they're the front line against something very evil. And you know, when you put a person in that situation, sometimes they're not their best self.
Right.
So at the front door, there's going to be, I'm going to say something that's going to cost you another 10 minutes of your day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say something right now, not 10 minutes right now. When you want to avoid the face mask, it's going to cost you about 10 minutes of time. So
okay.
I'm not to kind of extend your freedom in the world to kind of fight the conformity, to just be a little bit more disobedient. No one's asking you to climb into a Higgins boat and storm Omaha Beach. No one is asking you to spend your Christmas in some fetid French trench.
Right.
But it's going to cost you about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Right now. So instead of showing up at the front door where tensions are going to be high, where people are going to, who knows what's going to happen if you don't wear a face mask at the front door? You pick up the phone, maybe an hour before you want to go to the place. You pick up the phone. You ask, speak to the manager.
Okay.
Takes a few minutes for the manager to get on the phone probably. And you just say, hey, I've got a problem wearing face masks.
Okay.
I can tell you about it. If you want to hear all about it, I'll tell you. This causes a problem for me. Luckily, in our local face mask order, there's this exemption. And if you go look at that order, you'll see that same exemption. Would you follow that order for me today? I'd like to come by and shop in your store today. Can you make sure that I'll be able to shop in your store?
And oh, that's great.
Very few managers are going to give you a hard time about it.
That is great. I love that.
You might need to say to them, hey, if you need to call your supervisor, if you need to call the district manager, whatever, I can call you back.
Right.
If you need a few days to figure it out, I can call you back. You know, whatever. You're just talking to another human.
Yep,
and it doesn't have to be more of the corporate shenanigans where it's like a computer deciding what the world is. It's a flow chart that everyone's following. You're saying to them, can you be a little human with me and we'll work this out together?
And almost any
manager is going to work it out with you.
And we don't need to be caustic. You know, I'd like to be caustic sometimes about it because I'm so perturbed. But you're right. If you just kind of go about it in that way, you just keep, you know, just say, this is what I'm going to do and this is why. And thank you very much. And I'd like to shop at your store. I mean, I can't imagine somebody saying no to that. So I love that idea. That's great. Yeah.
And that when you do that, you know, I said that Thoreau quote before, you know, that it's kind of this is incumbent on us as free people to be a little disobedient, right? Thoreau said disobedience is the true foundation of liberty. When you do that, you're being a little disobedient and you're showing a little bit of courage to the people around you.
Right.
And this is super important because courage is contagious.
Oh, I agree. It creates momentum and then people will follow and people will start to go, oh, I can do that. Hey, wow. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. And it does, it creates a momentum. It's perfect. Awesome. I'm so glad you went there, because there's a lot of people out there that are getting really frustrated with that. And I'm glad because, you know what, there is an RN, Josiah Dan, I think is his name. And people need to look up his clip, because he talks about the fact that all the health risks, he's a male nurse, all the health risks of wearing a mask. There are so many health risks. I can't imagine why somebody would do that to themselves. So I think that we need to be a little smarter about this and ask more questions. And has it surprised you, Alan? I'm talking with Alan Stevo. Does it surprise you that we conformed so quickly to this? Because I know we were going to talk about this versus the USSR, and you could give me kind of a snippet before we end this hour. I know we're coming up on the end, but I would love to hear your thoughts on that. Has it shocked you?
Listen, the USSR, you talk to people in Czechoslovakia, USSR, Poland from communist times, they'll tell you that nothing was strange. You know, people adapt, and life felt normal. Life felt normal reading Prada, just like life can feel normal reading the New York Times, unless you're some small segment of society who's really obsessed with their principles, like me.
Right. Yeah. Like this audience. So, yeah, it's true.
The USSR felt normal, the people who were living there, just like the US feels normal to a lot of the people here. But there's this thing that happened. Closing down the economy is this horrific, just it's really horrible. But you can kind of get how it happened, maybe. That's a topic for another discussion, maybe. But there's a thing that just never happened in the USSR. The USSR, it was professed to be a Marxist-Leninist regime. That means it was publicly atheist. Yet, for a number of reasons, the churches were allowed to exist. The churches the government went so far as to support the churches. Some of that was for propaganda reasons.
Well, even Saddam Hussein. Actually, I had a gal that grew up under Saddam, and she said he loved the Christians. He always supported us. We knew he was a tyrant, but we also knew that he would call us the Rose, because he would support the Christians. And so you're going to find that in a lot of people. I mean, that's how it was. We don't get told that in our media. We never get told the right foreign news over here. But, you know, that's the case. It's interesting.
And here, over a pretty bad cold season, the foundation of the foundational institution for American liberty, the church, was closed down everywhere, it wasn't everywhere by government edict either. A lot of it was government edict, but the pastors just lined up to see who could virtue signal the loudest.
You're right.
And who could close the quickest, and who could say meet us online the most. And it just is the most horrific thing that I saw. And not even in the USSR could such a thing happen. And on Easter, of all holidays, this took place. The churches were all sealed shut, so many of them.
I agree.
Luckily, there were hundreds, maybe thousands in the U.S. that, you know, you could go around the back door. They weren't advertised.
Right.
But there were people meeting in churches still. And Pentecost is coming up next Sunday, and we just found out that 1,200 churches already have said in California, we're opening up, whether you like it or not, Gavin Newsom.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, you know, it's funny, because where's the faith? We need less rules, more faith. And it's interesting that they actually kowtowed willingly and preemptively to a guideline, not even a law. Right? So they just went ahead and did it. Where's the faith? I mean, isn't this about faith? Are we supposed to have some more faith? But no, it's let the rules rule us. But they weren't even rules. They were just a guideline.
You're right. And then there wasn't even the kind of that American civic conversation even. The pastor said, we'll listen to the guidelines. The church council said, we'll listen to the guidelines. They didn't say, you know, oh, great Caesar in the governor's mansion.
Right.
We honor the state.
Right.
We want to make sure, though, that your left hand agrees with your right hand. So we're going to go to the courts and just say, do you agree, courts? There is nothing. You could have kowtowed in such a way and done that. But not even that has happened, or so lightly happened.
Oh, you were so right. Man, I wish this hour wasn't over. See, it goes so fast. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going to talk Alan into coming back. And then you guys are going to love it because he's going to talk about Bitcoin, too. But we always have so much to talk about. Alan Stivo, political contributor, writer, author. Thank you so much for coming on. That was a blast. Yeah, absolutely. We'll have him on in a couple weeks. I'll talk him into it. Anyway, Alison Armstrong coming up next on relationships. We're going to end this week without politics. Kind of nice, huh? On the last hour, be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Every Saturday morning at 10, you get information to prepare you with retirement solutions for the journey ahead. It's Smart Money Ascent with Clayton Alexander.
How do we solve that number one fear or that number one concern? Make sure you never run out of money.
And Ethan Miller.
Then when you leave Teton, when you leave our offices, you're going to have a plan that you're both excited about.
It's where your retirement questions are answered. Smart Money Ascent, Saturday mornings at 10 on KZNU.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.